Welcome back and happy Wednesday, friends. Today we're diving into The Black Stallion from 1979, a breathtaking story about a boy and a wild horse who survive a shipwreck together and form an unbreakable bond. This is for families seeking that rare gem of genuinely clean, uplifting, poetic cinema that works for both kids and adults. I'll share why it's worth your time coming up, along with some fascinating behind-the-scenes stories and what made this era of filmmaking so special, and why it still holds up as one of the greatest family-friendly movies ever made. Welcome to Wholesome TV Picks. I'm Jennifer, homeschool mom of three and lifelong fan of old school TV. I help you skip the scroll and find wholesome content that your family can actually enjoy together. Now, let's dive on in to today's episode. You know how sometimes you've watched a movie and it just stays with you? Like, really stays with you. That's what this film did to me. I must have rented this thing from the video store dozens of times. And back then, that meant convincing your parents to drive you there, hoping it wasn't already checked out of the video store, and paying actual money each time. My dad would just shake his head and be like, "That horse movie again?" But I couldn't help it. There was something magical happening on the screen that I'd never experienced before. And each time I watched it, I noticed something new. The Black Stallion is directed by Carroll Ballard, and this guy understood something that Hollywood seems to have forgotten. Sometimes the most powerful stories are told with little to no words at all. It's the story of Alec and a magnificent horse surviving together, learning to trust each other, and ultimately finding healing through their bond of friendship. The film stars young Kelly Reno as Alec Ramsey, Mickey Rooney as the gruff but tender horse trainer Henry, and honestly, the real star is Cassolet, the Arabian stallion who plays the Black. Now, this is what I think makes this film so extraordinary. The first 45 minutes or so are almost a silent movie. We have some talking in the beginning, but then a shipwreck occurs. And after the shipwreck, we watch Alec and a wild horse learn to trust each other on a deserted island. No narration, no cute dialogue, just pure visual storytelling. It's like watching poetry unfold. The cinematography is absolutely breathtaking. Ballard and his team shot in many locations, but for this particular scenery, they shot on location in Sardinia. And they captured so many beautiful moments on film with superb timing because they didn't use any extra lighting. There's this one scene, you'll know it when you see it, when Alec finally rides the Black for the first time. They're in shallow water that gradually gets deeper as they're walking further into the cove. And we see the underwater footage that shows just their legs, almost like they're dancing underwater, especially with the music playing in the background. And when Alec finally climbs onto the horse's back with that gorgeous sunset behind them and the captivating music composed and conducted by George de la Rue with additional music by Shirley Walker soaring, that music just brings the entire film full circle with its sweeping, emotional score that perfectly captures the magic of the moment. Oh, I forgot to mention that Francis Ford Coppola produced this film. Francis Ford Coppola produced this right between Apocalypse Now and The Godfather Part II. This man knows storytelling, and he recognized something special in Ballard's vision. It doesn't talk down to children, but it doesn't exclude adults either. This film is based on the beloved book by Walter Farley, and I think the film does a great job at bringing the book to life. The themes are universal: loss, healing, trust, the connection between humans and animals. When we see Alec patiently offer sugar cubes to the magnificent traumatized horse, we understand that trust is earned and not demanded. Later, when we see Alec crying on the beach after the shipwreck, we can feel his grief. When I rewatched the film with my youngest son, he summed it up perfectly. He said, "They trusted each other, they were there for each other, and that's what relationships are." Out of the mouths of babes, right? He caught the heart of the film in three short lines. The survival sequences are fascinating too. It's not a story where everything works out happy for everybody in the end. Alec has to figure out how to make fire, shelter, and find his own food. And he's just a kid, but he's resourceful. And more importantly, he's not alone. He has this incredible friendship developing with the Black. Now, I want to mention that this isn't an action-packed adventure. It's a little slower paced, but I think that's exactly why it works. In our world of constant noise and quick cuts and instant gratification, the Black Stallion asks you to slow down, to really look and to feel the movie. The horse training sequences in the second half are just as beautiful. Mickey Rooney brings a warmth and expertise to his character Henry. He's this old-timer who recognizes something extraordinary in both Alec and the Black. This film made me fall in love with horses. I always used to beg my parents for riding lessons and to buy a horse for me, but that never happened. And I doubt I'm the only one that felt that way, because this movie probably created more horse lovers than any other film I can imagine could have done. Watching with kids, I think they'll be absolutely captivated. If you're watching it alone, I believe you'll find yourself remembering what it felt like to believe in magic. The Black Stallion is one of those rare films that works on every level, as adventure, as art, and on the values of friendship. And honestly, if you know someone who's struggling to find quality family content, or maybe a parent who's tired of the same old streaming options, this is exactly the kind of film you'll want to share with them. One last thing. They don't make films like this anymore. And it's not because Hollywood can't, but because those patient, contemplative storytellers like Carol Ballard are a dying breed. In 1979, a film like The Black Stallion could get made because studios had fewer slots to fill and could afford to nurture these quieter, more artistic, visionary films. I believe now with streaming platforms needing to feed an endless appetite for content, there's less room for that kind of filmmaking. And I believe we've lost something irreplaceable, not just in technique, but in the art of storytelling. Let me wrap this up for you. The Black Stallion is a 1979 masterpiece that combines stunning cinematography with little to no words, and it will take your breath away. If this conversation has moved you to check out this film, I'd be so grateful if you'd take 30 seconds to head over to Apple Podcasts and leave a review for this show. It truly helps other families discover these hidden gems. And speaking of horse films with wonderful storylines, if The Black Stallion captures your heart, you absolutely must check out Episode 8, Spirit Stallion of the Cimarron, or Episode 4, About Wild Hearts Can't Be Broken. Both offer the same magic of the human-horse bond, each with its own compelling story. The Black Stallion is more than a movie. It's an experience. It's the kind of clean, uplifting family film that reminds you why you fell in love with stories in the first place. This is wholesome family entertainment at its absolute finest. No loud humor, no cheap thrills, just simple, beautiful storytelling. Watch it on the biggest screen you can, turn off your phone, and let yourself get swept away. That wraps up today's episode, but before you go, I've got something exciting lined up for next week. We'll be celebrating a film turning 35 this year, one that's returning to select theaters this month, and prove that heroes can come from the most unexpected places. It's packed with action, plenty of fun, and a reminder that real heroes are the ones who stick together and choose to do the right thing. So follow the podcast and join me next week. This is one anniversary you'll want to share with your family. Until then, happy watching, have a great rest of your week, take care.